What?
My height. My height and weight was 5'10", 225. Mike McCartney. You know, I definitely feel like it's a very good group of running backs, you know, and especially with a lot of the junior class coming out, and as far as where I fit in, you know, I definitely feel like I'm towards the top. I feel like I'm a complete back, and you know, a guy that can make you miss and a guy that can take the distance as well, you know, and a big guy at three down back, and that's why I feel like I'm towards the top of this class. Having to share time, you know, that's part of the NFL, you know, as being a running back, and a lot of teams are going to two back system more so, and you know, that's not a problem with me. Right now I'm focused on the combine and making it to a team, and whatever happens from then on, you know, I'm gonna take it as it comes.
Last couple of years in the draft, a couple of juniors have been taken for the first senior running back. Do you think it's kind of an advantage to be after your junior year just because of having lost so many carries, or does that affect
what it's definitely positives and negatives to it, and one of them is you haven't taken a lot of the beating as some of the senior guys, but at the same time, you know, you don't have as much experience, so it's kind of a double-edged sword as far as being a junior and coming out early. You talking about me? I just being on the field, just having that opportunity, that chance. My first 2 years, I wasn't in the field as much, and my junior is my first year, full year being on the field, and that's productive because of it. Oh yeah, definitely. I'm running. I'm doing everything, all of the drills. I don't know, anywhere. I say sub 4.5.
Did it surprise you that so many juniors came out along with him? It seemed pretty much every top junior running back ended up entering the draft.
I wasn't too much a surprise, you know, being a junior, and especially being, you know, if you're in the talk of being drafted, you know, and just you don't get the chance to play in the NFL every day, you know what I mean? When that chance comes, there's a lot of risk and reward, and being a junior running back, and see why people will come out.
Talk about beating Ohio State, what that was like for you, that thrill of doing it on their turf.
I think it was definitely a great feeling, you know. Ohio State, you know, was the number one team in the country at that time, I believe, and for us, you know, no one gave us a chance, but we were able to go in there and to take that win. It was definitely an exciting feeling and very rewarding feeling. I mean, the experience of going to California was definitely a fun experience, and to cap off our season, with especially over the last few years, only having 2 wins and 4 wins in 2 seasons, and to win 9 games and then finish off in the Rose Bowl is definitely a great feeling and exciting time, and anybody that was there would definitely be proud of it and excited. It did happen quick, but I wouldn't say I wouldn't expect it. You know, just I just know I had to wait my turn, and I knew whenever whatever happened, I'd present myself and I'd be able to have this opportunity and be at this level, and I was able to do that. I got my chance and my opportunity my junior year, and I was able to do it. I feel like I'm pretty solid as a player, I started from 1 year, but being in a college game and playing and everything like that, and I feel like I developed well, and I learned a lot from guys like Ebi and Pierre in front of me. But just being a running back, you know, the thing you do least is pass blocking, and that's a big part of the next level. So I'd say something you have to work on as a running back is pass blocking and everything in the passing game as far as running routes. I know he's a pretty good player, led the country in rushing, and you know, the big guy and break tackle. He's definitely a great player, and if he wasn't, he wouldn't be where he is right now. That's a big part of it, you know, this process of being at the combine. NFL wants to know a lot about your character and, you know, your background and what you do off the field. And one of the things I like to do off the field, I like a lot of relaxing. I write a lot and read just things that kind of relax me, and, you know, watch movies and stuff like that.
What kind of adjustment is going to be for a guy who played, you know, a lot, spread option, read option stuff?
I don't think it'd be too much of a difference. You know, our offense, a lot of people see it as a spread, but we are more of a multiple offense where we had a lot of I formations. We actually had some three back. We had a lot of different things. We practiced and worked on a lot of different things. We come game time, we were in the spread more so, but we were in the I a lot as well. And I've been in a lot of different formations, so I don't think it'd be too much of a jump. I definitely think it's possible. That's where I see myself, and you know. But as far as what's going to happen and where others project me, that's not under my control. All I can do is, you know, present myself well and do well at the combine, and then from then on, you know, the NFL teams and God to take that.
Is it how fast you'll run? What will be the determining factor in your opinion?
I'm not really sure. You know, just I come in here. I want to compete. I want to do everything, and I'm a, you know, just lay myself out there, present myself, and whatever happens after that, whatever weighs in, that's all I have to do with the NFL.
Two more questions. Anybody? Thank you, Rashard.